In the spring of 1967, Daddy's cancer had worsened, and he went to the Duke Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina, for several weeks of treatment. Every weekend, I would drive the 266 miles from Georgetown to see him, leaving Friday afternoon, returning late Sunday night. It was one of the most exhausting but important times of my young life. I would get into Durham late Friday night, then go get Daddy and spend Saturday with him. We'd spend Sunday morning and early afternoon together, then I'd head back to school and work. On those weekends, Daddy talked to me in a way he never had before. Mostly it was small talk, about my life and his, mother and Roger, family and friends. Some of it was deeper, as he reflected on the life he knew he would be leaving soon enough. But even with the small stuff, he spoke with an openness, a depth, a lack of defensiveness I had never heard before. On those long, languid weekends, we came to terms with each other, and he accepted the fact that I loved and forgave him. If he could only have faced life with the same courage and sense of honor with which he faced death, he would have been quite a guy.